Chaos Martin UV, Chaos Martin WWC. Not really, just when we meet tomorrow, I'd like to ask for you to explain it to me more in depth, if that's all right.
Okay, well, let's move on down the list, you know. So first question is, why is it important to check into a net? Why, at some point, I think you're going to ask yourself that question is, why do I need to, you know, check into a net? So what do you think the answer to that would be?
Chaos Martin WWC, I would say so that the net control operator and anyone else who is listening will know that I am there monitoring the net.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. But to be a little bit more specific, primarily, there's a lot of reasons, but the primary reason, or one of the primary reasons here, is that when the repeater was put into place, in other words, when it was put into operation, there were a pair of frequencies that was requested to the FCC for this repeater to operate on. You have an uplink and a downlink, or input and output. Some people call it different things. But it's a pair of frequencies. And the FCC is going to issue that to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society to use those pair of frequencies. Nobody else can use those frequencies in this area for a repeater purpose but the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, or club. So, in order to protect that frequency so that the FCC doesn't issue it to someone else, or to ensure that the bandwidth that the repeaters, 2 meter frequent repeaters operate in, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, the net controller, which is Dave, we need to be able to show and prove to the FCC that the frequency is indeed being used. Because if it's not being used, then, you know, the FCC could possibly issue it to someone else, or shorten the bandwidth up to commercial operations or whatnot. So that's one of the primary reasons why it's important for you to, you know, check in so that you can be a part of the count to prove that the frequency is indeed being used so that it doesn't, you know, jeopardize, you know, the frequency being lost to commercial operations or to another repeater, you know, wanting to operate. So, all right, let me let it drop, and what other question do you have before we move on?
Chaos Martin UV, Chaos Martin WWG. What you were mentioning about, you know, proving that you use a repeater, you know, that you're using it, it doesn't relate to this repeater specifically, but it does relate to the 147.195 Glassy Mountain repeater. I know that TCCG is just a group, not a club like this one, but I would like to know if maybe you and me could start some nets on that repeater that anyone might like to join in so it can get more use. Other than just one night a week.
Okay, so let's define that a little bit more. When you say, could you and I start a net on one of the repeater frequencies? So when you say a net, are you saying kind of like what happened at 9 o'clock tonight?
Just because more WWC, yeah, Chad, that's pretty much what I'm talking about. Just so that my local theater here in Pickens can be a little more active than it really is right now. Maggie, I do a net one night and you do one the next. Just so we can get more people talking on it more often. It just stays quiet too much.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. Generally, I'm going to say no. I'm not saying that you couldn't do it, but to be proper with that, when the pair of frequencies are issued by the FCC to an organization, there is a custodian that is, let's call that person a liaison in between the FCC and the club or community that's using the frequencies. In other words, he is a person or an operator that is kind of sort of accountable for what happens with the frequencies to make sure that, you know, there's no illegal transmissions that happen on the frequency, and, you know, that it's not being used for, you know, commercially to, you know, run a business, and it is being used to promote amateur radio in general. That custodian or that club typically has what's called a net manager as well. So the net manager is the one that looks over the net to make sure that, you know, a net is being called and that the check-ins, the account of the check-ins are captured and then sent forward to the FCC for the record. So if you're asking me if we jumped up on the Glassy Mountain repeater on Tuesday night and said, okay, this is KO4NUE, we're going to start a net tonight, and you know, we're taking check-ins for, you know, anybody that wants to start, you know, to check into the net. I would say no. That would not be proper. Now, I'm not saying you couldn't do it. What I'm saying is to be proper and respectful, you would need to talk with the net manager first and say, my name's Chandler, here's my call, and I want to start a net on Wednesday nights. And that net manager is going to tell you, no, we're not going to do that, or yes, you can do that, but typically that wouldn't be something that you make a decision to do yourself. Now, let me let my radio drop, and I'll be right back. Let me say this. Net is pretty formal. You know, there's a preamble, and then there's a format that you go through on how you check in. And in other words, it's an organized mass CUSO. That's pretty much what it is. And it's a time and a frequency where people can meet on, you know, the radio waves, radio land, if that's what you want to call it, to, you know, have a social event or to, you know, see what's going on in the community. There's a lot of things. wanted to meet, say, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on the pickings for Peter. And you wanted, you know, two or three of your friends to meet there, as long as they're licensed to operate. Then just show up on that frequency and monitor for a little bit. If the frequency's not being used by other operators, then just start, start a QSO and just, you know, start talk about your day or whatnot or so on and so forth. But I don't think a net manager would appreciate that very much. I'm not saying that it couldn't happen. I'm just saying, you probably would need to discuss that with the net manager first. And I pretty much know what the answer is going to be. But, you know, I don't want to put words in a net manager's mouth either. That needs to come from them. So, you know, four or five people talking on a repeater to have fun, hey, that's kind of a net. It's just not as formal, you know, and that's what the repeater's for. I hope that answer your question, or is that too lengthy or what?
I get it pretty much. So basically they're telling me, you know, I could maybe shoot a group text to a couple of my friends and say we can talk on the theater, or I invite you to QSO with me on the theater at 8 o'clock as long as there's nothing going on, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's there for, to use. I know you know this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. You know, as long as they are licensed, in other words, as long as they have a technician license or higher, then, yeah, they can meet on the frequency and just, you know, chit-chat away. That's what it's there for. But to have a formal net, I'm not saying you couldn't do that. I'm just saying I think it would be a good idea to probably get approval to do that.
KL4WWC, I hear you. Now, when I was studying for my tech license test, I studied that it only takes four people to start a ham radio club. Would you be interested in maybe doing something like that later down the road?
Maybe. I think that's something I'll probably talk with you tomorrow about. But, you know, there's a lot into, I mean, it takes a lot to start a club. I mean, a lot. You have legalities, you have bylaws, you have a constitution, you gotta have members, you're handling money, collecting dues, you know, you're interfacing with the community, and, you know, that's a lot to do. Especially when, you know, there's a lot of clubs that are already in place, you know, where all of that is already done, so that you can enjoy the benefits of a club without having to start one on your own. You could. And to be honest with you, not trying to be rude or anything, I don't want it to sound that way, is that, no, I don't think I would want to start my own club when there's some really good clubs that are already in place and operating. I think it would be better suited to for me to put my energy into that club and to try to help it grow and benefit instead of starting my own, you know. But that's just my opinion. But, you know, there's just a lot to that, you know. But, all right, you got it, or we need to stay here for a minute more. Let me know what you want to do.
I get what you're saying. I would like to keep talking for a while, if that's all right. I'm kind of having fun. However, I'm using the Echo Link, and it says that Dave is still here, but I'm not really sure if that's just because he's the net control tonight, or if he's just actually monitoring the net, the frequency. Can you check?
KO4NUE and KO4WWZ. Chandler, let's take a break here just for a second, and let's be respectful of the frequency, and let's just pause here for a second and just say, hey, is there anybody on frequency tonight that needs to use the frequency? I know me and Chandler have been talking for some time now, but are there any stations that need to use the frequency or that would like to, please let us know. Please let us know now. This is KO4NUE and KO4WWZ. Nothing heard. So this is KO4NUE and KO4WWZ. So, Chandler, to answer your question as far as, you know, W4DJW showing up on Echo Link, I'm pretty sure that Echo Link, the software itself requires a call sign for it to operate legally. So Dave being the net manager, I'm assuming now that he puts his call sign in there just to keep the Echo Link operational. But he may be monitoring, on Echo Link. He may not. But his call sign is always there if you use Echo Link. And like I said, I think it's, you know, that never changes. It's always Dave's call sign there. Because he's a net manager. Kind of makes sense, right?
KF4NUE, KF4WWZ. Yes, it makes complete and total sense. Dave seems like a nice guy. I enjoyed talking with him tonight. I'm enjoying talking with you too, Chad. I did text my friend Steve, KD4KHI, if he wanted to talk. I don't know if he's monitoring, but you mind if I check and see if he's on real quick?
Oh, absolutely. Make your call.
Kilo Delta 4, Kilo Hotel India. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Biscuit Dead. If you're on frequency, would you like to have little Kiso with me and KO4MUE? Okay, I guess he's not here, Chad. This is KO4 Whiskey Whiskey Dead. KO4MUE, if you want to keep having some Kiso, go right ahead, sir.
So, roger that. Okay, so next, let's go on down the list here a little bit. So, after the pre-check-ins are read off, then Echo Link stations are next. And Echo Link stations are allowed to check in. And after the net controller captures all of the Echo Link stations, then the next on the list is going to be the RF portion. which means if, you know, obviously if you have a radio and you're checking in using, you know, the radio waves, then that's when you're going to check in. But that is also in alphabetical order. So if when it is time for you to check in, as, you know, using your call sign, let's say, for example, tonight. So, and don't take this the wrong way. I'm not being, you know, I'm just, we're teaching here. This is a teaching moment, okay? So, when the net controller starts to net, if you're checking in by EchoLink, then it is proper to wait until the net controller asks for EchoLink stations to check in. So, just for example, when you checked in tonight, you checked in a little bit early, I think you checked in shortly after he asked if there were any stations that wanted to check, had an announcement. So, you know, don't take that the wrong way. It's not intended to be that way. It's just you want to be professional, and you want to be respectful, and you want to listen to the net controller and follow what the net controller is telling you to do. And there's a reason for that. He's in charge, or the net controller, male or female, they're in charge of that frequency during that time frame that you check into a net. So you always do what the net controller says to do. Period. End of discussion. When he asks for the RF portion, or the net controller asks for the RF portion check-ins, you also want to check in your alphabetical order. So, do you know how to determine what your alphabetical order is with your call sign?
KS4NUV, KS4WWZ. I'm assuming the alphabetical order goes by the first letter in my name. If it's the first letter in my call sign, I think I would do it a little bit later down the list.
It's KO4NUE and KO4WZ. So, it's not your name, it's the suffix of your call sign. So the prefix of your call sign is KO4. The suffix of your call is WWZ. The first letter of the suffix determines what alphabetical group you check in at. So, I have a preamble here with me, but let's see, Alpha through Delta, then Echo through Hotel, Mike through Papa. What comes after P? PQ. Quebec through Tango, and then Uniform through Zulu. That's where you're going to check in, because I think that's right. W is between Uniform and Zulu, yeah. So the first letter of your suffix, and that's where you're going to check in, Uniform through Zulu.
KO4NUE, this is KO4, Whiskey Z. Thank you for letting me know that. I apologize for tonight. I hadn't been doing this too long, so I appreciate the teaching moment. I know exactly when I need to chime in now on the RF.
Or LZI, are you the one that I put Motorola stuff in your car for? I mean, do you?
KI4LZI, KS4WWZ, yes, it is. Thank you for helping me with that, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Listen, I just wanted, I thought that might be you, but I wasn't sure. He's go ahead and telling you pretty much what you need to know about a net is. And as far as the echo link on this repeater here goes that we're on right now, Dave Watson there, W4DJW, is the one that put that echo link on this repeater, so it would have his call sign there. Y'all go ahead and carry on, KI4LZI. I just wanted to verify that you're who I thought you were.
KI4MUV, KI4WWZ, you ready to continue?
Nice to hear you there, bud. Nice to hear you. Okay, so when you check in your alphabetical group, it would be proper or respectful to the net controller to list your call sign to check into the net a certain way. Now, not everybody does it this way. I'm just telling you how, me being a net controller, how much easier it is when people check in the proper way. If you'll listen to the preamble, the net controller in the preamble would tell you how to check in. List your call sign. Sometimes they'll say it slowly. List your location and whether you will be in for comments. So, the right way to do, a proper way to do that, I'm not saying right or wrong, but a proper way is to obviously announce your call and say, call the net controller, net control, or let's say, for example, tonight Dave was the net controller. So you would start your check-in by saying, W4DJW, this is KO4WWZ. Or you could start it by saying, net control, this is. Or you could start it by saying, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu. Then back up and say, KO4WWZ. My name is Chandler, and I live in Dacresville, South Carolina. I will be in or out, or you could say short time, and that means a couple of things. In and out means check me in to the net, and I will be out for comments, which means I do not want to comment tonight. Or you can say, check me in, and I would like to make comments tonight. And then the controller will put a little check mark by your name that says, hey, Chandler he'd like to talk to the net controller or the net tonight. So, at normal speed, this is the way I do it. I'll try to. Sometimes I get things mixed up, but I start off by saying, this is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad. I live in Campobello, South Carolina. Please put me in for comments tonight. Or you could you know, you could say I'm in and out, or I have no traffic and no queue, or just say short time. So when you tell the net controller short time, what that means is that I am dropping by and I am giving you my call sign for the count, but I do not have traffic, I do not want to talk, and I want to secure my station. And it is proper and respectful to notify the net controller that you would like to secure your station. Because if you don't tell him you're leaving and somebody calls and wants to talk to you, then he's expecting you to be there if someone wants to talk to you. So that's a minute or two of the net, of the time that is wasted, for a station to call you when you're not going to be there. So, you understand what I'm saying? You have any questions about the check-in, what any of that means?
K4 UV, it's K4 WWC. Not really for tonight. My only question is can I meet with you and talk to you about this tomorrow so I can write the stuff down that you told me tonight about checking in?
So, this is KO4NUE and KO4WWZ. So, okay, well, we can do that. That's not a problem. Okay, so we'll talk about traffic tomorrow, and then we'll talk about, you know, what short time means, what in and out means, and, you know, what comments mean. So let's say you checked in tonight and it sounded like this. Net control, this is KO4WWZ. My name is Chandler. I live in Dacresville, South Carolina, and I will be in for comments tonight. So if you, which is what you did, you told the net controller you wanted to, you had comments. So they put a check mark by your name. And after all of the check-ins have been brought into the net and captured, then he will come back. He will release the stations that did not want to comment and say, you know, if you're not hanging around for the rag chew portion or the comments portion, you may secure your station and you can leave. And I will, as the net controller, I will continue on the conversation with the people that wanted to talk. And that's called a rag chew. A rag chew is where you signify to the net controller that you want to hang around for comments, but you don't want to hold up the net for people who want to, you know, put their call signs in for a count, and you're signifying that you will wait your turn so that you can have a QSO with typically the net controller. Now, let's talk about what happened tonight when you checked in. Let me let my radio drop. I'll be right back. So, when you checked in tonight, you told the net controller you wanted to hang around for comments. But when it came time for you to make your comments, you told the net controller that you wanted to talk with me. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And please don't take this the wrong way, that, like I said, this is a teaching moment. If you want to talk to another station, but you do not want to make comments to the net, the proper way to do that is when it is time for your time to check in. You would say, Net Control, this is KO4 WWZ. My name's Chandler. I live in Dacresville. I will be in and out tonight, but at your convenience, I would like to make a short QSO with KO4NUE and release the mic. And the net controller will make a note of that. And when he has checked in all of the stations in that alphabetical group, or he can do it right there on the spot and say, Chandler, I understood what you're saying. You want to make a call to Chad, so do that at this time. Typically, you want to keep that kind of short because other people have not had an opportunity to check in. So you want to be respectful to them. But when you did that tonight, that's why I came back and said, oh, I'd love to have a QSO, but let's let the net controller do his job first and capture all of the stations checking in. And then we'll talk. That way, that allows the net controller to secure his station after the net and go to bed. And that allows the other stations who want to check in and give their call signs for a count to secure their station too. And we can continue a QSO after that, after the net. So to have a conversation with the net controller during a net is called a rag cue. Typically, it is done between you and the net controller, but not always. There could be other parties that come in there and want to discuss what you and the net controller are talking about. But most of the time, it's a conversation between you and the net controller, but not always, okay? When you have a QSO, like what you and I are doing after a net, and when Andy jumped in there a few minutes ago, that's called a round table. In other words, the net has been released, the net is over, but we're using the time that we met on the net after the net is closed for us to have a conversation. Am I confusing you?
This is KO4 WWZ. A little bit that I'm kind of getting it. Basically, a few shows between two hams and round tables between multiple hams after a net.
I would say what you and I are doing would be a round table. I'm sure there's some, you know, wiser operators out there that know the answer to that. I'm not sure it really matters. The point is that we are having a QSO after a net, and typically that's called, you know, a round table, where if you'll imagine a round table with people sitting at it, you take your turn, you know. You talk for a minute, and then the next person talks for a minute, and then the next person talks for a minute. So, you know, just kind of imagine how that looks. And, you know, I guess that would be why it would be called a round table. but typically it is after the net has been released and the net controller has returned the repeater back to normal amateur use. But we're using the frequency after a round tape, after the net has been called. Does that clarify things a little bit for you?
KS4WWZ. Yeah, it did a little bit better. Moving off topic just a little bit, what time would you say you'd like to meet in the morning?
That's a good question, bud. it just depends on how bad these animals mess with me tonight and how much sleep I get. But, I would say, I'll probably be headed back, probably around 8 or 7, 8, somewhere around there. That kind of thing. But, I'll work something out where I can, I can meet up with you before I, get back to Campbell.
KS4NUV, KS4WWC. That sounds good with me, sir. I really appreciate teaching lessons and all the advice you've been giving me. I apologize for not doing the net right tonight. Still got a lot going, obviously. I'm enjoying it. It's really fun. I apologize for messing up the net.
Oh, buddy. You didn't mess the net up at all. Not at all. Oh, my goodness. I'm laughing because it wasn't too long ago. I'm asking the same questions you are, and boy, I'm telling you, I messed one up the other day bad. I mean, just really bad. So you don't think like that. I mean, it's no big deal at all. But I'm just glad you got a teachable spirit, because there is some formality to it, and there's a reason that it happens that way, and it just makes things a whole lot faster and more fluid if you kind of understand the rules and kind of how to do that. But if you don't have anybody to tell you, then it's frustrating. I get it. I do, trust me, I get it. Been there, done that, still doing it. So, just don't be afraid to ask the question. Nobody's going to embarrass you, and nobody's going to, fuss or holler at you or anything like that, or nobody's ever done me that way. And I don't think, a professional operator would ever, do anything to be derogatory toward, somebody trying to learn, or that's been my experience, that everybody's been just nothing but helpful. But if you don't ask the question, and if you don't have a teachable spirit when somebody tries to teach you, that's a different story, So you just ask all the questions you want until you get the answers that you need, and that's just the way it is, don't worry about it. Just if you got a question, ask it, no matter what it is. you know, about, you know, ham radio. You know, you guys have the questions too, but, you know, you understand what I mean. KO4NUE, KO4, WWZ.
This is KO4, WWZ, KO4, NUE. Yeah, I get what you mean. I do have one other important question. When I was shot out with my son, at least every 10 minutes, and at the end of the transmission, how am I doing in regards to that rule?
Just fine. You're doing just fine with it. I'll leave that one there, because that's what, you know, that's what the rules say. I think I'll leave that one there for now. You're doing just fine.
This is KO4 WWZ. Thanks, Chad. Well, I think I know why you wasn't at the Racy's meeting, but, could you maybe tell me why you was on Zoom instead of being at the EOC Tuesday night?
Sure. So, at 9 o'clock every Tuesday night, since Mr. Walt is not feeling well, I call the net for him to, until he gets better. And I live an hour from the EOC. So, if the EOC releases at, say, you know, 15 minutes to 9, I can't be home in 15 minutes. It's, you know, it's an hour drive for me. And I, you know, I've got a little bit of age on me, too. I don't have an issue with driving at night. I just am a little bit more cautious at night. So, if I can be in attendance and contribute via Zoom and don't have to do that hour drive, so that I can, you know, keep my promise to Walt and call the net at 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights, then, you know, that just kind of makes sense, right?
KO4NUE, KO4WWZ, yes sir, it makes absolute sense. It's good to be a man of your word. I try and live by that as well. I don't know how well I do with it, and I won't say I'm perfect, but I'd say you're a good man for keeping your promise. Thank you for being that way, Chad. There's not a lot of people like that nowadays.
Okay, so tell me about your radio. So, have you, you know, do you like the radio so far? I mean, I know you hadn't had an opportunity to use it yet, but is it doing what you think it's going to do, what you want it to do?
This is KO4 WWZ, and yeah, if it does what Mandel says it's going to do, I really think I'm going to enjoy it. The only thing I don't like is the 70-centimeter thing was a little bit too big with a hand mic. I had to order about 3 different hand mics that would fit my hand so I could hook them up to the radio. So other than that, I don't think it will be an issue, other than I don't know how to run the negative and positive power circuitry. So I may need to get you to help me learn how to hook up the radio.
Roger that. be a problem. But I'm pretty sure Mandel's already programmed the radios. Mandel's really good about that. So I'm going to say if 146.610 is in the memory, then Mandel's probably put the offset in it already. But I understand your question. You know, if you want to put your own frequency in there, how do you do that? And there's a couple ways to do that. I've never done it on a Motorola. I don't know that much about Motorolas other than, you know, I've heard good things about them. But like I said, there's a couple ways to do that in the menu, but I'd say it's probably different for every manufacturer. I mean, if it's a Yaesu, you know, I can answer that question right off the bat. If it's an ICOM, I can answer that, but I've never owned a Motorola. I don't want to give you wrong information. So I just have to look at it, I guess, and see if we can figure it out.
Chad, he pre-programmed them with the 610 and the 195, so, and some other repeaters. So I have enough to contact you on the radio. My only question about programming any radios is I did recently buy a PYT DMR dual bander, and I had the software and I had the programming cable, and well, let's just say I don't know where to start and I don't know how to program for a DMR radio. So I may need you to help me learn how to program, because I know nothing. And I'll also have to buy the programming cables and the software and Motorola's in case I ever wanted to reprogram them. So I'd love your help with that if you could do it someday.
Chandler, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to help you with DMR. I'm not a big fan of DMR. Some people are, some people love it. I do not, and I know just about as much as you do about a DMR radio. But that doesn't mean that, you know, that's an issue. All that means is that, you know, we need to find somebody on the net that understands DMR and how it works. And, go from there. But you're going to find that, you know, everybody on the net or on the frequency, you know, they're going to be good at certain things. Some of them are good at all of it. You know, I'm not that guy. I'm still learning myself. You never stop learning in this hobby. Never. It's always something new to learn. And I think that's why it's so appealing to most people, is that it's a constant challenge. You know, because, you know, you got DMR, you got analog, you got different forms of digital, then you got packet, then you got APRS, and then WinLink, and, you know, just so many things you can do. And you haven't got to the HF portion yet. You know, that's a totally different animal in itself. You know, I wouldn't worry about it, though. We'll find somebody that's good at DMR. I'm sure there's somebody in the group that would be glad to help you with it. But we just have to find it. We'll just have to find them. This is KO4NUE and KO4WWZ.